Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Schreier's here. Jim has become a great member of our brain trust over the last few years. He's one of the top management experts, HR experts on the planet, director of training for Joe Barker's Strategic Exploration Tools organization, which is very important. And I know a lot about it, and the work they do is outstanding. He's here to talk to us about some scary stuff. Jim Schreier, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. Glad to be back.
Good to have you back, Jim. So, zombies, you know, I don't watch the zombie movies. You know, the show, the television shows, what is it? What's it? The Living Dead and Dawn of the Living Dead. The Living Dead hangs out at Walmart. You know, I don't watch those. Those shows.
I don't either.
I don't care for them. However, when I saw the idea that you sent over about zombie bosses, I've known those people. What do you think? I don't believe zombies live.
I don't believe zombies live,
but I believe zombie bosses live. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. I had that same reaction. I saw this article and I went, "Wow, that's really an interesting kind of a connection."
And we should point out it was written by Randy Conley. I want to make sure we give the author credit.
Yep.
So what do we need to know about zombie bosses and why should we care?
Well, the basic thing. I mean, he makes four excellent points in this article, but one of them that I'll start with is he talks about they are doomsdayists. They really have a negative attitude about the future. They think that the world is ending. It's a series of doom, and therefore we shouldn't change anything. Everything's collapsing. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of evidence of any of that happening in the economy or in the business world right now.
Right.
In terms of jobs and employment, and
or it's just their general attitude. Their general attitude is negative. They're zero sum people. They don't. You know, I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you can be put in a leadership position, even if it's your own company and you put yourself there. I don't know how you thrive. But I've seen this happen. I don't understand it. How do you thrive in a leadership position when you're always negative? Nothing's ever good enough. I mean, I don't know how that happens. Do you?
No, I don't. And I don't think they survive very long, and they certainly don't do anything to maintain a good, healthy staff, you know, from a management standpoint. You know,
but I've walked into these companies before, Jim. I've walked into small businesses where the boss was like this, and the people, there was no joy. Nobody smiled. People walked around, you know, with dour looks on their face, and they just, you know, and it was like nobody, it's like if somebody thought of something funny, they wouldn't dare laugh. I don't know. It's what a way to live.
Well, and that's the third point that he makes in this excellent article. He says that these zombie bosses, their relationships in the workplace are strained and difficult. They don't get along with their employees.
Yeah.
And how can you have a productive workforce if everybody hates being there?
Well, I wrote a piece, my next to last article that I wrote this last few weeks. One of the things that I said was you got to have fun. And what we say around here, Jim, is we take our work very seriously, extremely seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously.
Absolutely.
Because we laugh around. We have fun around here. In fact, most of the laughs are on me.
That's good. that's the way it should be.
Well, and when everybody in the organization is younger than you, that's how it happens. They all laugh at me because I'm the old guy.
But that used to be, I remember that from years ago for jobs I had. It was like how much fun it was going to work and working and having fun with those people.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, as you said, extremely serious about still getting the job done.
Right.
never missed that point. And I think if you lose the fun, you start losing getting the job done as well.
Where do you see the zombie? Where do you think zombies happen the most? Do you think they happen in larger organizations where people get promoted just because they hung out as the PETA principal? What do you think?
Well, I think that's certainly possible because the PETA principle is alive and well in this world, but I think it happens in small businesses as well because you've got all the stress of automation and change and everything. And, I mean, I've walked into some small businesses to get some services done, and it's like, is there anybody here that likes taking care of me?
Right.
Is there anybody that likes working?
Right. Well, that's – and this
is – just transactional.
This comes back to my – one of my main issues of people who won't say thank you, people who won't act like they're glad you came in, people who act like you're in the way when you show up. That's a zombie organization. Isn't that really the point? If you got a zombie leaders, you probably got a zombie organization.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a little more prevalent and can happen in some larger organizations. But on the other hand, there are some larger organizations that are very healthy and very well managed.
Yep, yep.
But I think it's equally true in small organizations.
But it starts with leadership, doesn't it? I mean, don't you – the large organizations that you know that are doing well, that I know, it starts at the top.
Absolutely. It starts with leaders with a positive view of the future. It starts with leaders. One of the other things that's mentioned in this article is it looks like it's zombie leaders have low emotional – intelligence. They're not handling stress very well. I mean, it's all of these factors that relate to this. One of the things that I saw that fascinated me about this article is it really presented a very complicated multiple aspects to this problem. It's not just one thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then there's the trust issue. That's one of the big things with when you've got all these problems, all this negative stuff going on, trust takes a hit, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it's another one of the points that's mentioned in this article. And one of the key things that I thought was important is zombie bosses don't follow through. They promise they're going to change things. They promise they're going to take care of a problem. They promise they're going to provide the supplies that I need to do my job, and then they don't follow through on it. So now I not only don't get to do my job and have the materials I need to do it, but I don't trust my boss to give me those things.
Hey, Jim, you got any ideas on how to fix this, how to turn this around?
Yeah, I do.
Why don't we talk about that in the next segment? How about that?
Sure.
I need your website, please.
Farcliffs.com, FARCLIFFS.com.
Check it out, folks. Jim Schreier and I, we'll be right back. We're going to solve this problem after the break. Who else is going to do that for you today?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.